Good morning. Welcome to Grace Baptist Church, what is normally the Sunday school hour. Today, we have our annual Christmas program. We're very excited for each of you to come. We're very thankful that you chose to be a part of it. I'm very thankful for the kids section over here, especially. We get to see a whole lot of them. I'm thankful you're here as well. Before we start with the program, we'd like to give you an opportunity to sing a Christmas carol with us. So go ahead and stand with me. And we're all going to sing together in your songbook, song number 423. It'll also be on the screens behind me, Joy to the World. Now we're going to sing the first, the second, and the fourth verse, the first, second, and fourth verse all together of song number 423. On the first, nice and loud, here we go.
Joy to the world.
Here we go.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations through the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
And have you be seated, and I'll give you just a little background. The program is called The Greatest Story Ever Told, which is a story of Jesus Christ. And so you'll see quickly how it unfolds, and trust that you get the message. Now there's a message in the readers up here, and there's a message in the singing as well. So trust that you'll get the message, and the message is that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. That's why he came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Jesus came, was born, so that he could die for us and provide the only way to heaven. So here's what we're going to do. In just a second, the lights will go off, and we'll move around just slightly. The lights will come up, and we'll be in the program. So we can get all the lights off, and we'll get in our places.
I'm coming. No need to be so noisy. What?
Good morning or afternoon, kind sir or madam. It is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Elizabeth Patrice Walker. I am selling Christmas goodies as a fundraiser for my school. All proceeds from these sales go directly to my school. Don't worry, it's not a scam. Might I interest you in some festive goodies?
No.
Perhaps you might be interested in some culinary delights. We have homemade gingerbread
No.
ham. Tasty peanut butter fudge. At least I think that's what it was.
That is repulsive. Get that away from me.
I think I left it in the sun too long. Don't worry, my grandmother will still buy it. Perhaps you might enjoy these beautiful seasonal cards decorated with nativity scenes.
No, no, no. I don't want any of your junk.
I would hardly call this quality merchandise junk. Would you be interested in a necktie with an electronic Rudolph nose? It blinks.
Did you not see the large no soliciting sign in the front of the neighborhood?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. Unfortunately, I have no idea what that means. But I will definitely keep an eye out for any suspicious characters.
Young lady, panhandling is a misdemeanor, or at least it should be. So if you will kindly take all of this junk off my front porch immediately, I may decide to not call the police.
Well, a simple no thank you would have sufficed. I'm sorry if I was being too persistent, sir. My teachers tell me it's both endearing and trying.
Yeah, well, I can definitely see that. Norma, I need a nerve pill. This child is upsetting me.
Who's Norma?
She's my caretaker, if it's any of your business. Norma!
I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Here, take this candy cane on the house.
Young lady, I don't want any Christmas junk from you. Did you not happen to notice that my house is the only house on the entire block that doesn't have any Christmas decorations?
Well, I thought maybe you hadn't gotten around to putting...
Well, you thought wrong. I don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a holiday for superstitious and simple-minded people. The only thing worse than Christmas is Easter.
Oh, I love Easter.
Shocking. What a poor excuse for parenting. What kind of school has children peddle Christmas goods as a fundraiser anyway?
My school does. Shady Mountain Christian School. It's a great school.
Ah, I see. That explains everything. You've been brainwashed, you poor child.
Dr. Fitz, didn't you want your pill?
Listen to me, kid. You ignore anything they tell you at that school. You're being taught nothing but lies and foolishness.
Dr. Fitz!
I'm coming, Norma. Now remember what I said. You ignore anything you hear from that school, especially anything about Christmas or Jesus.
Go share.
What is it now?
Hi, I'm Charity Walker. I live just down the street at 201.
Yeah, I know who you are. You're the one who left cookies on my porch when you moved in.
Oh, yes. I guess I did.
I'm diabetic, so I would appreciate it if you didn't leave poisonous things on my doorstep. Also, that junk mail about the summer cookout and the fall festival at some church, that belongs in a trash bin, not on my doorstep.
I'm sorry about the cookies. I had no idea.
Well, so you didn't. What do you want now?
My daughter, Lizzie, came by a few minutes ago selling Christmas stuff for...
Yes, I vividly remember. What of it?
Well, she seems to think that you told her not to listen to anything her teachers say at school. I was sure she must have been mistaken, but she seemed very confused.
I most certainly did tell her to ignore any brainwashing drivel spoon-fed to her at that poor excuse for a school. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, sir, I must say I am shocked. I thought for sure Lizzie had misunderstood what you were saying. I understand you may not agree with our beliefs, but I would appreciate it if you wouldn't tell my little girl not to listen at school.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't let your little girl trespass on my property and panhandle worthless junk like some vagabond on my front porch.
I tried telling him it wasn't junk, Mom. I even showed him the tie.
Norma, I need another pill. The child is back.
Look, Mr.
Fitz. It's Dr. Fitz.
Dr. Fitz, I am sorry for bothering you. We will make sure not to bother you in the future with anything.
Good. I'm an old and sick man who isn't going to live much longer, and I would just like to have a few days of peace.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Fitz. I will be praying for you. Please let me know if there is anything I can do.
Yes, there is definitely something you can do. Don't pray for me. And take that child out of that crazy school. She's a bright one and has lots of potential.
See, Mom, I told you he kind of likes me. He just looks like a mean old man on the outside.
I didn't spend 40 years educating students in molecular biology to stand silently by while children are taught superstition.
Well, I don't think I can do either of those things, Dr. Fitz. I am going to pray that God brings true peace to your soul, priest that comes only through the gospel.
I'm going to pray too, Mr. Dr. Fitz.
Norma, bring me two pills this time. Norma!
Mr. Dr. Fitz, do you want to come to my Christmas play?
Oh no, Lizzie, he doesn't want to.
I'm going to be the star of the play at the top of the manger, and I'm going to sing a beautiful song about Jesus.
Norma!
I'm coming, Dr. Fitz.
What took you so long? I may keel over any minute, and no one seems to care.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz, but I've been on the phone with my son-in-law. My daughter is going to have her baby at any moment.
Oh, congratulations.
I have to fly to Miami tonight.
What? Miami? What am I supposed to do?
I'm so sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can call the agency and have someone else sent over as soon as they're available. But it is the holidays.
Well, that's just great. I'm most likely going to die any minute, and I'm not even going to have anyone here to give me my last few pain pills before I die.
Oh, Dr. Fitz, it isn't as bad as all that.
Mr. Fitz, I have an idea. My older sister Sarah is a nurse.
Well, she's in college studying to be a nurse.
She and I can come over and babysit you.
I don't need a babysitter. I just need someone to come and watch me die.
Oh, well, in that case, maybe just my sister will come.
Oh, what a great idea! Dr. Fitz really just needs supervision and someone to pop him a pill every now and then. I'm sure your daughter would be qualified. Let me just check with the agency.
I don't know. I mean, is that okay with you, Dr. Fitz?
Please, 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 Dr. Fitz. I'll make you cookies. I'll even help you decorate.
Well, it doesn't seem like I have much choice, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Fine. On one condition, no Christmas.
Oh,
carolers, get off my property. Lizzie, did you tell them to trespass on my property?
I thought you needed some Christmas spirit.
And what are you doing now?
Mommy said not to bring too many decorations over because she doesn't really think you want them. But I knew you would love them. Oh, Sarah, the tree looks beautiful. Don't you think so, Mr. Fitz? Mr. Fitz, do you have any grandchildren?
No, I don't.
Do you think I could adopt you as my grandfather? I never knew my grandfather, and I always wanted one.
I don't think that's exactly how that works. Wait a moment. What's in your hand, young lady?
It's a shepherd.
I told you, you could bring a few decorations over as long as none of them were religious.
But Mr. Fitz, that's impossible. Jesus' birth is the whole point of Christmas. It wouldn't even be a holiday without it.
A deal's a deal. None of that nonsense in my house.
Oh, Mr. Fitz, don't be such a Scrooge. Or I guess in the Christmas story, you would be Herod.
Who?
Oh, never mind.
Lizzie, why don't you sit down? You're looking a little flushed.
I'm okay, Sarah. Dr. Fitz, I know you don't want Jesus in your house right now, but I sure hope one day you'll let him in your heart.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't, but you will.
Hold him close, feel the hope.
Maggie, you wouldn't believe this child. She's just as pushy and as excitable as you were. Being around her makes me miss you so much. Oh, and she talks about Jesus all the time. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. Maggie, I just feel so alone all the time.
Hey, Mr. Fitz. How are you feeling today? You look great.
Good afternoon, Lizzie. I'm feeling achy and miserable.
Well, I know we'll fix that. I brought you Christmas music.
Sarah, you might as well bring me a pill now.
Who's Maggie?
What?
I heard you talking to Maggie, but I didn't see anybody.
Maggie is my wife. She passed away a little over a year ago. I occasionally talk to her without realizing it, I guess.
Oh, is that kind of like praying?
No, it most certainly is not.
I wish I could have met her, Mr. Fitz. I know I would have liked her.
I think she would have liked you, too.
Did you say you needed a pill, Dr. Fitz? Oh, Lizzie, how are you feeling?
I'm great, not achy or miserable.
Well, I feel just awful, and I need my pill, Sarah. But I guess you don't really care about me.
I'll get a pill for you right away, Dr. Fitz.
You left this here the other day.
Oh, that's where the lost shepherd went.
I've been trying to remember. What did the shepherds have to do with the baby Jesus anyway? Didn't they take the baby to a stable or something like that?
No. They didn't take the baby Jesus. They found him.
But why were they looking for him?
Because they had heard their whole lives that a Messiah was coming who's going to set his people free. And then one night, while they were sitting out in the fields, an angel appeared in the sky. He told the shepherds that the Messiah had been born that very night. Well, naturally, they all got really scared at seeing a big angel floating in the sky. But then the angel invited them to come and see Jesus and worship him.
But if he was the great Messiah of the Jews, why would the angels bother telling random shepherds? Why wouldn't they tell important people? Or why didn't they tell everyone, for that matter?
There were kings that got to come see Jesus, too. But the shepherds got to see him first. My teacher said that's just the way God is. He isn't a respecter of persons, and Jesus wasn't just for the rich people or the religious people. He came to die on the cross for everyone, and anyone who believes in him can have eternal life.
Thank you.
and games.
That's a nice story. Very inspirational.
It's not just a story, Mr. Fitz. It really happened.
I can tell you certainly believe it happened. How about you tell me the story, but this time leave out all the parts that are make-believe, like the miracles and the angels and all that stuff.
I can see we still have a long way to go. You know, Mr. Fitz, even old people can become Christians. All you have to do is repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your personal savior.
Your Jesus has plenty of old people without adding me to the list.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can't find your pain medication. Do you remember where you put it last?
Of course not. I'm old. I lose everything. You're the young one. I'm sure you'll find it, but hurry up. I feel awful.
Mr. Fitz, will you come to my Christmas play tonight at school? Won't you? Please?
Lizzie, you ask me this every day, and I give you the same answer.
Oh, but I know you would like it. I'm going to be the star of the show.
Oh, are you playing the baby Jesus?
Oh, no. We're using a baby doll for the baby Jesus.
Lizzie is playing the actual star. You know, the Bethlehem star.
I get to stand on top of the stable and sing the star song.
Well, that certainly does sound entertaining. Sarah, did you find my pills yet?
Yes, sir, they're right here. Lizzie, what's wrong? Are you feeling tired?
I'm just sleepy, that's all.
For someone who is here to take care of me, you sure don't spend very much time doing it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz, it's just...
I've been asking for my pain pills over and over again.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. Here's your pill. But you know, you're not the only person with problems.
No, I'm just the one who's dying.
If you only knew the truth, you would feel...
Sir, let's go. We have so much to do for the concert. Goodbye, Mr. Fitz. I hope you feel better. I pray for you every night.
Bye, Dr. Fitz. I'll be in tomorrow morning.
Goodbye, girls. And good luck tonight, Lizzie.
I'll look for you in the audience. I'll be the one in the star costume.
A star costume? Who ever heard of such? What did she write on this CD? Christmas music should help answer your questions. I wonder what's on here.
Mary. child is this? Christ the King.
Excuse me. Have I found my way to the illustrious Christmas program?
You sure have. Welcome to the Shady Mountain Christian School Christmas play.
Is everyone around here always so perky?
It's just about to start. Is your grandchild in the play?
Well, not exactly, but kind of.
Well, hurry on in and get a seat. We're just about to start.
Actually, I need a seat near an exit, and preferably away from any drafts. And I hope there's no strobe lighting. Excuse me, sir. Sir, excuse me.
Yes?
Hello. I came here tonight to see Lizzie Walker in this play. I think she was supposed to be the star on top of the stable, but I don't see her anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you this, but Lizzie had another episode earlier this afternoon. She's in the hospital right now.
What? What kind of episode? What are you talking about?
Didn't you know, Lizzie is very ill.
What?
She isn't able to come to school very often, and although we wanted her to be in the play, she just wasn't able to make it.
No, that can't be right. It must be someone else.
I'm so sorry.
Dear God, I know I haven't really talked to you very much, or you haven't really heard from me very much. I guess what I mean is, if you could just listen to me this one time, I don't know what to say. I know I've spent most of my life denying you, and it seems shameful to me to be coming to you now, but God, I feel helpless. This little girl is such a wonderful little girl, and it just seems so wrong that she should suffer. Please, God, just spare her life. Please don't take her away from me and her mother. We need her. I'm sorry that I spent all these years fighting against you. I used to think that you were harsh and uncaring and mean, and I wanted so much for you to not be real. But this little girl and her family have taught me that I was wrong. I know that you are the God of kings and shepherds. You love all people, even the most wretched sinners, even people who denied you and have fought against you. God, I believe in you, and I believe your son died for me. I accept you as my Savior. I have heard of the story of your birth and death, and I believe in you. Please, Lord, hear my prayer. Don't let this little girl die.
I'm not dying, Mr. Fitz. I was just taking a nap.
Oh, Lizzie, you're awake.
Careful, Mr. Fitz. The doctor stuck wires in me.
I'm sorry. I'm just so happy that you're all right.
You were just praying, Mr. Fitz.
Well, yes, Lizzie, I was. After a long life of running from God, I think I finally wanted to accept him.
Mr. Fitz, that's the most wonderful news I think I've ever heard. Oh, Mommy, did you hear? Mr. Fitz trusted Christ.
Dr. Fitz, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
You know, I never told you this, but my wife was a believer.
Really?
Yes, she visited a church with friends of hers several years ago and came home announcing that she was a Christian. It made me so mad. I was awful to her. I was awful about her faith. I just couldn't understand why she would believe in a God who made her so sick and then took her from me.
I've struggled with the same thoughts the past few years since Lizzie got sick, but I always remember that God is good no matter what I may think or feel, and his way is best, even if I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
I just wish I could tell Maggie that I finally trusted Christ as my Savior.
Don't worry, Mr. Fitz. She knows.
What do you mean?
Well, the angels have been celebrating in heaven for at least 5 minutes by now.
How do you know that?
The Bible says in Luke that there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. So when you repented and accept Jesus as your Savior, the angels in heaven celebrated. I'm sure Maggie must have heard them. Just think how loud an angel celebration must be. Mr. Fitz, are you crying?
I'm just so happy.
Does this mean I can bring the rest of my Christmas decorations over?
You can bring over anything you want, especially those shepherds.
You know, you're kind of like one of those shepherds, Mr. Fitz, because you heard about Jesus at Christmas time.
And you found him at Christmas time.
And because I was one of the least deserving of people to see the Savior, yet he still sought me. Lizzie, I want you to tell me the Christmas story one more time, only this time, don't leave anything out.
All right. They did a good job, didn't they? Thank you for all the singers and readers. Give them a big hand. I hope you got the message of the greatest story ever told, that Jesus came 2,000 years ago so he could die on a cross and then rise again from the dead. Now watch, not to provide a way, but the only way to heaven, through Jesus Christ. That's the greatest.